This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia Power customers will be paying more in the future to cover the costs of two new nuclear reactors near Augusta. At a hearing Thursday, the Georgia Public Service Commission voted unanimously in favor of continuing construction at Plant Vogtle. This despite the project being billions of dollars over budget and years behind schedule. Christy Swartz is a reporter with E&E News, an outlet that covers energy and environmental stories, and she's here to tell us how much more Georgians are going to be paying. Christy, thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Ricky.
So why is Georgia Power coming back for more money when they're already guaranteed a profit?
Georgia Power and a group of public power companies have been working with Westinghouse to build these reactors. Westinghouse was the main contract. They had had a fixed price contract in place, which was helpful for the utilities and their customers, but not so helpful for Westinghouse. There were a number of different changes that had taken place on site, and that led to a lot of different delays and cost increases, and ultimately led to Westinghouse filing for bankruptcy in March. So Georgia Power, which is a unit of Southern Company, and Southern's nuclear unit have taken over as the main contractor. They've also brought in Bechtel. That has led to a number of changes in who basically shoulders the risk of kind of carrying this project forward. When they also did that, they opened up and went through reams and reams of data to say, how long is this really going to take to finish this project and how much is it going to cost? And it was significantly different than what had been publicly disclosed before.
What did today's meeting actually decide about the construction?
What was going to be decided today was kind of up for some sort of interpretation for about a week or so. And the commission made it very clear they were not going to vote up or down. They're not going to say, yes, you should build, no, you should not. What they did was they did give the utilities some incentives for keeping the project on schedule. And then they placed a number of conditions, basically financial conditions, if they did not. They were trying to do a lot of different things to chisel into part of what the company owes to have them take on some more of the risk and somewhat soften the blow to customers.
Georgia Power customers are currently paying about $100 a year. You see it, it's on your power bill if you actually read your power bill. That's going to be going up a little bit. Is this a raw deal for customers?
Oh, well, that's kind of depends upon who you ask. So let's look at both sides of that. You know, are they taking on most of the risk? Yes, absolutely. This is a fee that is result of some legislation that was passed years ago to start paying down the financing cost and the interest cost early. The uptick that we will see later is when the reactors actually start coming online, and then they again will, you know, can ask to have the commission review the capital costs, which they absolutely will do. And all of the ones that are found to be spent properly, then they can pass on to us. The flip side of that is there are people who argue that legislation that was passed saved customers money. And if customers were not paying for anything now, the amount that they would be paying later would be significantly higher. And again, with some of the changes that they put in place, plays into a refund next year to immediately lower bills for customers. And we can say, or the utility will say, there was a projected rate increase of about 12%, and it's going to be at 10%. And so the argument, I guess, would be is not as bad as it could have been.
You cover energy professionally every day, right? Why do you think more consumers don't pay attention to this kind of issue?
I think it's because it's wonky and it's in the weeds, and because the lights come on every day, no matter what, they don't really worry about it. And electric companies, when they go before commissions to say we need to build power plant X and charge consumers Y and then do Z, a lot of times they use that argument. They kind of dangle that out there as, well, you know, we could have reliability issues and you don't want to have your air conditioning going off in the summer. It's a very hollow argument to make. And if you are running a business, you're going to want to run it to the best of your ability. They're going to make the lights come on no matter what. And so I think with people, that kind of stops there. there are more people that are paying more and more attention. But when I often get asked what I do, well, I get mixed reactions. But I will say one stood out in my mind by just some random person. And he said, that sounds like the most boring thing ever. So I think that's kind of what it is across the board.
There are politics to play here. I think it's important to point out that the staff of the Public Service Commission, I mean, these are the workers who do all the research, they crunch the numbers, have argued against today's vote. And yet the elected public service commissioners, five of them elected by the people of Georgia, voted in direct opposition to what their own staff were recommending. Talk about that a little bit.
That happens more often than not. Staff will come in and do an analysis, and the commission will thank them for all of their hard work and then go along and do something else. Or it might be a hybrid of things. Staff over the years has definitely challenged Georgia Power's cost and schedule and have signaled a lot of warnings, and they've been right every time. Their analysis and filings and the way it was worded this time was absolutely amazing. I can't remember the last time I've read a bolder, angrier document.
By the staff against this vote.
Or in terms of recommending what the Public Service Commission should do. And to be clear, they did not say that the project should be canceled, but they gave a very clear distinction on what was economic and what was not, and what the company should have to absorb and what they should not. When I was talking with someone about that yesterday, I thought, well, does this mean the commissioners are making an uneconomic decision? But the challenge is that Georgia Power has on record that their own cost and calculations in the company's eyes are economic for customers. So even though we have all these numbers on the table, there's still, what do I want to say, wiggle room, or it's up for debate in terms of what's economic and what's not.
Christy Swartz, thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.